Okay, so lech the hachakos. So there's a hachaka from Rashi, first born Rashi, Rashi quote on the Mordechai. There's the Isser of Anita sitting with her husband on a safsal hamisnadnate, a shaky bench. So in Chazal, you don't see such an Isser, the Gabi Harchaka. You do find, though, a Tanchuma, Parshas Netzora, it says, Anida, Kohen Gadol Nichlas Imal Abayis, V'yoshev Imal Itzdeva. Kohen Gadol is allowed to sit on a bench with Anida. As long as the bench doesn't shake. So the Tanchuma is really talking about the Gabi Tum and Taharas. And Kohen Gadol, even though he's Tachlis HaTahara, it's still not a problem. I'm telling us, just referring to a din that you find in the Shnayis of Zavim, that if a Safsal Misnadnet, if one sits on such a bench on a seesaw with a nida, the tahar person will become tame. Because as soon as the tahar person sits on the bench and thereby lifts up his wife, lifts up the woman, the nida, so memela, the man will become tame. Because that's a din of no say the tuma. Picking up an afa tuma makes a person tame. So therefore, that's what Tanchum is telling us, that a safsal misnadnet makes tame. But the chiddush of Rashi is that this din of tuma is also true legabe being a harchaka. That legabe harchaka also, this is seen as a type of hirhudika action. It's built out of the dinim of tuma. The male is aser. Now Rav Moshe in his tshuva in Chelgal of Simut Sadi Bey, so he was asked, what's the din about riding in a car with one's wife when she is Anita, if it's one bench? So he says it really depends on how you understand the Isra Safsal Hamasnadne. If it's Tamach Shash of Nagia, so, and maybe being shaking is something that could bring them to touching or getting too close. So then a car should be a problem. He says, however, it's more established that the Isser, as we mentioned, it's built out of the din of Tumah V'Tahara. And in the din of Tumah V'Tahara, so the problem is only when the Safsal is shaking Mikoach the Baal. When the Baal is shaking the Safsal and lifting up his wife. But if Stab, they're in a car and shaking together, so the male is not a problem. So the same thing true by a boat. He says, the din by the boat should be the exact same din as we find by Tum and Tara. That the Mishnah says in Zavim, that if one goes on a small boat with a Zav, so the Tahar becomes Tame, because by going on the boat, he's lifting up the Zav. Because when he stands on the boat, he's causing the boat to pick up the Zav. He says how, the Mishnah says, however, a big boat, where it's not noticeable that the tar person is shaking the tame person, so the meila, it would be mutter. The tar will not become tame. So Rav Moshe, it's going to be the same thing with Gabi, a boat. That they could go on a large boat, but they won't be able to go on a small boat. The Shaila, what about sitting on a couch together? So they sit on a couch. So the Badr Shulchan writes that he thinks it should be Aser. Similar, it's not Marosh Safsal HaMasnadneid, but they are feeling each other when they sit on the couch. So two people sit, at least they sit on one cushion. So they feel each other pressing the couch down. And a little bit, could sway them towards each other. So the Badr Shulchan thought that should be Aser. Rav Karpin Shmer Tara, he points out that if our understanding of Safsal HaMasnadnet is patterned after the Din of Tumah Tara, so the Melod is a big svar to be machalic, to say that no, a couch is not a Safsal HaMasnadnet. The problem with Safsal HaMasnadnet is not that they're a little bit shaking, they're sitting next to each other in a shaky type of a way. It's rather that the man is actually moving the wife. He's actually picking up the wife, being nosy of the wife. So the mela by a cushion, that doesn't happen. By a cushion, you sit on the cushion, and the wife will feel that there's another person sitting there, but the man is not actually moving the woman. So male pashas should be mutter. One mucker for this is in the Shita Mekubetzes. In Ksuva Samach Aleph, so the Shita Mekubetzes just writes stab that it's mutter for a man and a woman to sit in one bed together, even though they can't sleep in one bed together, but they can sit in one bed together. So the Chayra, he wasn't addressing the whole in of Safsal Hamsnanet. He wasn't addressing that. Could be he didn't even hold by that there was such an Isser. But Lamaisa, he does write that there, you have a Rishon writer that's mutter to sit in one bed together. So Pashtus, Pashtus of bed is something that's soft and something you could feel, you could sense when the husband sits down, the wife could sense when the husband sits down. But Afal Pikein, it's mutter. So male Pashtus, there's no problem. The Trumas HaDeshen brings a heter if somebody is sitting in between them. The concept will be is that even though some of the Tara will not make a difference, the Maisa, if the man sitting down will cause his wife to go up, the guy between the Tara will still be Aser, but the Maisa, this is an issue that it's borrowed from the Tara, but the Maisa, it's built on an Isser of Kirva and Chiba. Mamela, someone's sitting between them, so there's no Kirva there. Mamela, it says the Trumas HaDeshen is no Isser. There is a Sefer Aguda. He also brings this din. And he writes more Mekel. He says, as long as you put something between them, that if husband and wife are on this type of a shaky bench, but they're on a boat, let's say, but they put something in between them, they put a knapsack between them, so the male of that Buddha says is no longer a chashash. So Pashtus is a little shver why that is. The chur that Buddha was not learning the way we're learning. The chur that Buddha was learning is a chashash and nagiyah. The male of chashash and nagiyah, the problem is just that they're bouncing around next to each other, so maybe it'll bring them into touching. So the male, if you put something in between, it makes a hector. So that could be, lemaisa svarim don't bring that as a hector. The hector of the Trumas HaDeshen is brought as a hector. The hector of the Aguda, at least in most svarim, is brought just as a sniffle hector. Sniff if you have some other heter, some amela, this could add a sniff if you put an object between the husband and wife. The other heter of the Trumas HaDeshen, even more powerful heter, is he says that the whole Isser is only when it's derech til. He says when husband and wife have to go someplace, so how are they going to go? They have to go in a wagon, and wagons in their days were shaky. They didn't just shake, but they were probably pretty flimsy, and the benches, it could come that the husband would be shaking the wife. So Trumas HaDeshen says this whole chumrah doesn't apply when they're going for a tachlis, when they're on a trip for a tachlis. So it's not a chivadika ride. We're not in the safsal, so there's no chiva going on there. So he says it's mutter. It's a little bit of a strange heter. Vem is a strange heter. You don't find that in the rest of Harchakos. You know. Also, who says just because you're going you're going someplace not for pleasure, does that mean that a person can't have chiba with his wife? You know, they're going on vacation. Are they necessarily every vacation chibadik? So it's not, and this is a little bit of a sketchy heter. But the reason for the heter is just because it's a chumrah. This isn't ikra din, this is a chumrah, it's a minhag. And memela, this is the minhag. You know, the minhag is when it's needed, they're going someplace, so not to worry about it. When they're osaken, and enjoying themselves, so then to worry more about it. Is that, yeah?
Would it make sense to just compare this to saying that they can't share one small table, but they can share like a normal size table? Even though, like, technically, you know, two strangers could share a small table, and the husband and wife could have tiva at a larger table, but it's still a mugger.
Right, but l'chayra, meaning you won't go on a trip with someone else's wife. That's true. But don't unmarried guys, you know, they don't go on trips together. There's something that's unusually close about that. I don't. Because we're not saying stop the trip, okay, right? And I'm sitting on a bench in a garden, right? So two guys, they're not sitting on a bench in a garden together. You'd be worried if they were, right? So the funny thing is that that's not the Isser. They're allowed to be on a bench together in a garden. It's just they can't be on a shaky bench in a garden. So that's a little funny. Like, would that make a difference to two men? That a shaky bench they wouldn't be on. It's not in chibadik. I wonder if it's like chibadik just about the bench. It's not like a seesaw, they're playing seesaw. You know what I'm saying? On a bench, it happens to be a regular bench. Most benches are shaky. It's an older bench, right? There's nothing like that strikes me so much as miyuchadik a chibadik. It's on those lines. It is on those lines. I'm just saying it's more of a. I'll be a minute, I could hear it. You know, it's hard to. So that's the heter, and exactly what's bechlal that heter is, you know, it's a little funny, you know, like Kantor Golding, right? So there's benches there, and husbands and wives have to sit on a bench together, and the benches are mostly shaky, right? So what do they do? So the Parshas is to say it's not derech teil. It's a little bit derech teil because l'maisa, there are some people, right, who some couples that maybe that's a vacation for them, going to Golding, and they're there and they're enjoying themselves. So like, you know, but the Maisa, there's nothing. They're sitting at a Shabbos table. They need to sit on a Shabbos table. So Pashas, that's okay. Someone once asked me, he was with his wife in the Caribbean, and they're the house they're staying at. They had to go on a motorboat to get there. So motorboat is Safsal Misnadnate. And they say they have to go there. They just have to go there. It's not pleasure. That's the only place they have to sleep tonight. So vice you could clear pashtus more pashtus to say that's chivadik. That's part of the that's of course the part of the excitement. Why else did they get why do they rent a house on an island? It's not because that they're part of the enjoy of going to the island. So it's not so pashut. So you know the other answer which they use is the snifla heter is to sit with a knapsack between them is a snifla heter, and if someone else driving the boat is also a little bit of a snifla heter. So the mice that could be, you know, b'di'evet b'shasat chach, that could be a heter. The iser sasal snadneid also l'chayra. Not spoken up with favors, but what's the deal of just pushing? If the wife wants to push the husband, right? Let's say the husband broke his foot and he's in a wheelchair. Is there a problem with her pushing him? So, Pashas, yes. Pashas, not Maram Safsal Misnadnate, but definitely with our alumnus, is that it has to do with Dinam of Tuma and Tara. Is that Safsal Misnadnate is also because he's picking up his wife. So too, Lagabe, the din and tumma of no say sheretz is tummy. But not only is no say sheretz tummy, moving a sheretz is tummy. Bechal no say is any sort of heses, any sort of moving. If one would move a dead mouse, he would become tummy. So too, Lachaira, if somebody would move his wife. If his wife was in the wheelchair and he would be pushing her, l'chayra there, the Svarta said there should be an iser there. The heter would be, I saw Otsros Tara, I'm sorry, I saw this in Chut HaShani. Rav Nissim Karelet. So he says, when it's needed, if there's a need for it to be matter, the svar being is that it's just like, it's the same Isra Safsal Masnadinate, right? The Chayy could see that, you could say it's no more common than Safsal Masnadinate, and Mamela is not for Tiyol, there's a strong need for it. So if there's a need for it, so Mamela, you could be matter it. I saw of Yitzhak Berkowitz was matter if someone's wife is snoring. So he wants to push the bed in order to make her stop snoring. So he says, mutter. It's mutter because it's not derech tiyul, it's derech. It's just something that's needed. So in Mela, you could say that's mutter. Okay, so the ending of Mezigas Hakos. It's one of the dinim of favorites in the Gemara that the wife can't be mozig a kos to her husband. Exactly what meziga is and how to apply it to today isn't totally clear. There's a kos hamanis who says meziga is dafka meziga. The ister is only when you actually take wine and you mix it with water and then she gives it to her husband. The Ritva Ksuva Samach Aleph says that any sort of pouring counts as meziga. It doesn't have to be bedafka mixing with water, but the fact she's preparing the cup just by pouring it, that is already the iser, and that's what we assume, that the woman can't pour a cup of orange juice at least a cup of wine, let's say first. A cup of wine she can't pour for her husband. The Gemara Ksuva Samach Aleph mentions that the wise of the Amaram were careful not to put a cup of wine, but to put a cup in front of their husbands, to place it there. And when they had to give the cup to their husbands, they would do it with some sort of a shinui. So it's clear that there's some sort of iser just in putting the cup in front of the husband. It sounds like they just taking the cup and putting it down in front of the husband had to be done with a shinui. They couldn't just put it straight in front of their husbands. So the Shaila, what does this tell us about the Isser of Meziga? So the Levush writes that he thinks there's really two Isser in Meziga. There's one Isser of Meziga. The fact that she mixes a cup for him, that itself is Chibedik. Even if afterwards he takes the cup himself, she doesn't put it down in front of him, but just the fact she was Mosek Rikos, that is a something of Chiba. And there's a second Indian, the Levush says, is that a cup, even if it wasn't mixed by her, even if it wasn't poured by her, just putting a cup in front of the wife, putting a cup in front of her husband, that itself, the Levush says, is an Isser. However, the Shulchan Aruch did not hold that way, and this is the Iker Lahalacha. The Shulchan Aruch took this din as a Kula, the opposite way. That the Gemara is telling us is that the only way Meziga is Aser is if there's also a Hoshata. That in addition to mixing the cup, she also puts it down in front of him. So it says the Kula, that if she didn't pour the cup, she's allowed to put a cup of wine in front of him. And if she mixes the wine, even if she does Meziga, if she doesn't put it down in front of him, or she puts it down in front of the shinui, that's going to be mutter. So that's the halacha. The other kula is the Rama writes is that the Gemara says that the din of mezigas hakos is only aser bifne habal. So they're only in front of the husband. Let's say the husband's not there. The husband just comes and finds that his wife has filled up the kiddush cup. So that wouldn't be a problem. So the Rama writes that hu adin, if either the pouring of the cup or the placement of the cup was lo b'fanav, so b'meila it would be mutter. Meaning if the wife would fill up the kiddush cup in the kitchen and come and put it down in front of the husband, the Rama holds there'd be no problem there. The Bach was machmor that nakuda. He says that as long as he He says it's totally on if he assumes the wife poured. He doesn't have to see the pouring. A little bit of smash from the way in the Gemara. The Gemara just says that they, the wives of the Maron would not put the cup down in front of the husband. So the Bach understands that even if the wife didn't, even if the husband didn't see the wife pouring it or mixing it, but the fact that they know that their wife is the one who prepared the cup for them and they see the wife putting it down in front of them, so therefore that's Aser. So the Mela, it's assumed that that's Aser. So the Mela, when the wife wants to pour a cup for her husband, so she should do it with the Shinui. The Gemara says there should be a Shinui, that the Gemara says different sorts of Shinuyim, either with the left hand or putting it down on top of something else, putting it down on a pillow or on top of a jug, putting it a distance from the husband, like a clearly recognizable distance, something that shows a clear shinui, the difference from the way it's done normally, some mela that would make a heter. Now, pashas the iser in most poskim seems to be in wine. The Rashba writes the Feirish. He says that the iser was dafk on wine because it's margil erva. Wine is something that's more shayach to bringing to kirva, and then maybe the iser is dafk by wine or something that's alcoholic. So that's the pashas l'shulchan aruch and most of the poskim rishonim is that it's dafka by wine. Tosus and the Russian Ksuvis and Samach Aleph, so they write that the coast, the reason we talk about Mezigas coast is because it's a davar shel chiba. It's something chiba dik. It's so they don't explain exactly what classifies as davar shel chiba, but potentially davar shel chiba is different than what the Rashba is saying. The Rashba says it's something that's margul erva. And Tosfos and the Rosh, their lashon is it's a davish al chiba. So davish al chiba l'chayr is something a little bit more inclusive. It doesn't have to be alcoholic, but it has to be something that's chibudik or more unique of isha l'baila. So the most machmer shita is the Bach post for the Marash Oistreich that he wrote to include. Anything she serves him. Everything's davar shel chiba, right? Not dafka wine. Soup is chiba dik. Anything she serves him is chiba dik. She's giving him supper. There's chiba in giving the husband supper. So memela, the Bach held that was a problem. Many svarim are machmer like this. Contemporary svarim are machmer like this. The Taz thought it didn't make sense. He didn't hold by the Chumra because he says that he points out that Mezigas HaKos, we understand being Chibadik because so he pushes Chibadik because normally people pour their cup for themselves, right? Normally, even if you go to restaurants, a high class restaurant, maybe they pour for you, but generally people. Or people at a regular Shabbos table, no one's going pouring for them, right? You have to, that's the drinks on the table, and you got to pour yourself. The food becomes your soup, so they bring soup to each person. That's just a derech, he calls it's like servitude doing that. It's not chibadik, that's just is everyone gets their soup. So mamelon, there's really reason to say that should be mutter. The other point I've seen pointed out is that bechlal, there's a reason for this. When you usually people bring you your soup. So soup, it's a bowl of soup. You want to eat the soup. You take your spoon. You have to put the soup in the spoon and eat it. Whereas a cup, you know, a cup is, and no one's filling up your spoon for you. Right? Maybe if the wife would come up and fill up his spoon for him, that would be very chivadik, right? But that no one's doing for you. So the same with the cup. Normally you pour the cup for yourself. She's pouring the cup. He directly takes the cup, and he drinks from the cup. So there's something there that's a little bit more chivadik. Food, you know, they bring a plate of food. You have to be oisik in eating it. You have to cut it up and use your fork and eat the chicken. But here that they're actually giving you the drink in the cup is like so direct to a person's achila. So in male, that could be seen as a more chivadik, to have somebody to pour for you. It's interesting, I thought Chazal have a lashon of talking about tashmish. It says, lo yishta b'kos zev, daita b'kos achra. A person shouldn't have be with his wife and be thinking about another woman. So the way, the euphemistic way they say it is, you shouldn't drink in one cup and think about another cup. Drinking from a cup is like a close thing. So we could definitely hear that even in the Rishonim, who say it's not a din of erva, margul erva, but it's a din of chiva, but still, they're talking about something that's authentically chiva, like by a cup. So I saw in Mishmeres Tahara, he writes, the only thing he thought to ask her is not the soup, but tea. Right? If the wife makes tea for her husband and gives it to him, so that's already perhaps more chibadek. But even though it's not, so that would be a cool to say. There has to be something that's chibadek. I mean, I would choose all drinks I could hear. Being machmer more as perhaps being chibadik. Food, but equally, you know, I think most svarim perhaps say that being makel is a very easy chumra to do, just to, for the wife to use her left hand when she puts down a soup. Equally, then I don't think it's really a valid chumra. There's another issue of shiluach hakos. Shiluach hakos is definitely by wine, and just by wine, and it's an issue of the husband giving to the wife. And here we're more machmer. Even though the wife, it's mutter for to put down a cup of wine in front of her husband with a shinui, but by when the husband wants to give wine to his wife, so the Ravid writes it's more aser. That even if he didn't do the mezika, and even if he doesn't put it in front of her, all he does is he sends it to her. He just does it all day shlichas. Afal pikin, the rabbi says, is aser. And l'chayra, perhaps the reason why it's more aser, the husband to the wife, l'chayra could be, is because perhaps it's more chibadik, because the wife, so she's always, at least in the olden days, what women used to serve their husbands. So therefore, the wife, it was more, it wasn't so chibadik, the fact she's serving her husband, but for the husband to send wine to his wife, so that's seen more as more chibadik, that he's sending her wine. Also, mistama, women don't drink wine as much as men. So mainly, he's sending a cup of wine to her, that's seen as being somehow more suggestive. Where did the rabbi get this from? It's not in any Gemara. So he saw it in a She'iltos. She'iltos has a version of a Gemara in Ksuvos Chaf Beis. The Gersa of the Gemara in the She'iltos is that Shmuel sent a cup of wine to his wife, and his wife didn't accept it. She wouldn't take the cup because she was a Nida. Shmuel didn't know she was a Nida, but she knew she was a Nida. And Nida lo shasa kasa de brachasa. Anida does not drink a kos of bracha. So the Gemara itself, honestly, I don't know if I would see any Isser Varchakin's Gemara Bechlal. It's just saying Anida doesn't drink a kos of bracha. But the Raver understood this is telling me a din of Harchaka, nothing to do with kosher bracha, saying that Anida can't accept a cup of wine from her husband. Just Dibur Behove is talking about kosher bracha, but really any cup of wine. The wife cannot accept from her husband because the husband is not allowed to send it to her. And since the husband can't send it to her, she can't drink it. And that's why Shmuel's wife didn't want to drink the kos. So that's the chumrah of the Ravid that we accept. So what to do? So when he wants to send around Kiddush, there's a din that every person l'chadchila should drink from the wine of Kiddush. So how does he get the wine to his wife? So he has to do it without being yachid to her. Right? So I just put down the cup, have the wife herself pour for herself out of his cup, or just put down the cup and send it around the table, but not to be miyachet the wine for the wife. So that would be mutter. So sometimes there's a guest. Sometimes there's a guest with his wife at someone else's table. So sometimes that becomes a problem because now the husband, they're pouring the cup of wine from cup to cup, and each person's expected to pour it into the next person's cup. So he has to pour wine into his wife's cup. So l'chayr he could do it. He could pour it in and put it down in front of her with his left hand. And either as an Isser Shaluach HaKos, but you could say it's not Shaluach HaKos. It's not Shaluach HaKos because he's not the one sending it. The Baal Bayis is sending it. He's just doing it on behalf of the Baal Bayis. So the Meila l'chayr, there's nothing, there's no Miyuchad HaKachiva here. There's the regular chiba pouring wine, but the guy with that he's doing it with the left hand. So the chayra that should be mutter. Now, if it's not derech shiluach stam for a woman to drink koshal bracha, so based on Shulchan Aruch, you would think that it actually be mutter. The Pesachei Tshuva brings from Shel Tiyavitz that he thought he says is actually a minug. That she doesn't drink from the kosher bracha klal. And the emes is definitely the pashas ha-gemara. The gemara we quoted says that neither lo shasta kasa de brachasa, neither doesn't drink a kosher bracha. So the Ravid had definitely an interesting take on that, but that has telling us something about harchaka. But the Rav Yaakov Emden pointed out that definitely the pashtas of the gemara is telling me a different din completely. It's telling me a din that a nida should not drink a kos of a bracha. There's something wrong with a nida drinking a kos of bracha. The Tziv writes this as well. And Tziv is Perish on Shilta. He says, Luli de Mistafina. He says, the Lashon really is not mashma, anything to do with harchak. It's mashma that stam. A nida is in a matzav. That's not a bracha dika matzav. It's a tumah dika matzav. It's a stira to bracha. And it's just a stira to the din bracha of the kosher bracha, the cover of the kosher bracha. And he points out the Bahag in Brachos. The Bahag writes beferish. He says that a woman who's in shiv nekiyim, but she's no longer a nida, but she's just waiting to count. She's not in the 7 days of a nida, but she's in the shiv nekiyim. Her count is shiv nekiyim because of chumra d'Rav Zeira. So it says she's muteres to drink from the coast of Bracha, even though she wasn't Tovel, because she's no longer a Nida. So it's clearly being mashma that there's a din here that a Nida is Asur in Koshal Bracha, because that's the man of her Nidasa, which is actually in menstruation. And she's holding at that point that she's not a Kli Kibel for Bracha. So Mamela, she shouldn't drink the kos. He tells you afterwards, even though she didn't go to the mikvah, she's not in the days of Nida, so then it's okay for her to drink from a kosher bracha. But clearly the problem is with drinking a kosher bracha. Another Gemara I saw is Yerushalmi in Brachos Perek Beis Halacha Vav. The Gemara says it's asur to take a cup of a kosher bracha from the hands of a Nida. I mean, some of the Nida just taking kosher bracha shouldn't come from a Nida. The Gemara in Brachos Nun Aleph Amud Beis says that the reason a person sends the kosher bracha, a person should send the cup of benching, a brachas hamazon, he should send it to his wife in order to give her bracha. I mean, I'm talking about she's not a nida. It says she sends it to her in order to give her bracha, because it says that the woman gets bracha, she gets bracha of fertility from drinking from the coast of bracha berchas hamazon. This is a big segula, a school actually from the Gemara for a woman to to become pregnant by drinking from the coast of Berachas Hamazon. So in Meila, the idea seems to be is that there's an inner bracha in the coastal bracha Berachas Hamazon, and in Meila, women shouldn't drink from it. So in Meila, there's definitely reasons to try to be machmer on that. But by Kiddush, people aren't machmer. I mean, even in Berachas Hamazon, I don't know how many people know about this. Kiddush is really a halacha you're supposed to drink from the coast of Kiddush. So in Meila, Kiddush, a woman should drink, even if she's a nida, just to do it in a way that's not a problem of the Harchakos. Okay, so the last thing to talk about here is the inning of a chola. Yeah.
That's even Kiddush.
Yeah, lechayr is a good thing to drink from it, but also the lashon kosher bracha in the Gemara, at least in the Gemaras that in the Shel Ultos and in the Bahag, is talking about the cup of Berachas Hamazon. So it could be that's more of a kosher bracha because you're actually saying Shevach Hashem on that. The coast of Kiddush, maybe it's more it is a kosher bracha. Yeah, a little higher. Also, the din of a chola. So the halacha is when the husband's a chola, and he doesn't have anyone else to take care of him. So therefore, he needs his wife to take care of him, and his wife's a nida. So what's the din? So the post can bring that smutter. It's smutter really like any isid rabbanan that the makam choli, and not all isid rabbanan, but basically the makam choli, that's a heter for surim rabbanan when it's needed. So here too, the assumed to be something that's just the Rabbanim. And since it's just the Rabbanim, the Makam Choli, there's a big tzairich, some Mela we're making. Now, the other way around, when the wife is a Chola, so then the Beis Yosef is more Machmer. Beis Yosef is sad. The sad thing more Machmer is to say, this isn't just a regular Rabbanim. Because regular Rabbanim, there's nothing there more than a Sid Rabbanim. So we're willing to makam chola to matter in a sidra banan. However, when the wife's a chola, so we're closer to a husband, men have more taiva than women, and maybe his wife's a chola, and he's going to be taking care of her, and we're afraid he's going to get hanaf from her. Now, if he gets hanaf from her, so that is no longer an sidra banan. That's at least the rabbim is a sidraisa. It's a derisa. Now he's certainly going to try not to get hana, but it's hard always to know he's not going to get hana. And the male is a chashev and this is a derisa. Since this is a chashev, this is a derisa, so therefore the Beis Yosef was more machman. And the emphasis, he wasn't only more machman. The Beis Yosef, he even seems to have a tzad to say it should be hard about yaver, because since it's an Israel of Sikrev, and therefore that could be called an abizrayu darayas. So there is some makar to say that if it's Raya, it's a Raya, should be Yehar Val Yavah. There's Gemara Sanhedrin Ayin Hey. Gemara talks about a man who was somehow overtaken by tremendous taiva for a woman who happened to be married, and he felt like he was going to die if he can't do Issa with her. So, and it seems the Gemara assumed that there really was, well, Itaka was making him sick, you know, psychological problems. Itaka could make a person dangerously ill. So this guy's getting dangerously ill, so they said, what to do? So he said, maybe just let him talk to her. Talking to her, that will give into his taiva and help him to get past this medical issue he has. So the Gemara says, let him die. Let him die because of his rayu of Gilead Rayus, it's Israel Sikrav, and even though it's not Mamasha Rayus, But of Israel is also the Har Gal Yavrim. So therefore, Beis Yosef seems to concede that this should, this perhaps should be usher, and therefore, perhaps it should be usher for a husband to take his wife's pulse when she's sick, because we'll get her enough from it. So, besides the Beis Yosef, the Shach and the Gra, and really everyone who talks about this, they leave the Beis Yosef with Sarchi, and it really is not clear where the Beis Yosef is coming from, because there's another Gemara. The other Gemara is in Sotza Chafal. The Gemara says that a chassid shaita destroys the world, that a chassid is not a Talmud Chacham, even though it's so good to be a chassid and tzaddik, but they actually destroy the world because they think they're doing tzidkis, but they're really doing wrong things. And so what's that? That's a chassid who sees a woman who's being swept away in a river. You know, she was bathing in the river, and she gets swept away. And he sees her, and he says, I don't want to go in to save her because I'm a chassid. So that's a terrible, terrible thing. A chassid shaita, he's a shaita. The shaila is, according to Beis Yosef, why is he a shaita? He's doing absolutely the right thing, right? Well, it's very hard not to get hana, not to get some hana when he's saving a woman, right? It seems to be a very compromising thing to do. So yet the Gemara says the chassid shaita. So it's very strange. So what are we going to do with the other Gemara? The other Gemara that's talking says it was Rai without the Gilead rice. So the Radvaz is brought on the Pesach Tshuva. The Radvaz gives the Teretz that no, it's different because the case in Sanhedrin, the person was doing the action in order to give in to his taiva. He had taiva, and the whole purpose of talking to the woman was in order to satiate his taiva. So that's something that's mamish going into giving into your taiva, giving into your taiva, just to give into it. So then we say, Har Gal Yavrim, never voluntarily give into your taiva. But over here, he's not giving into his taiva, he's doing an act of Hatzalas the Fashos. If he, you know, if something should happen, if he should get Hana, he's going to try to avoid that, and that might happen. But even if that does happen, right, so it happened, it'll be Isser, but it's not going to be Har Gal Yavrim. Such a thing is not Har Gal Yavrim. So therefore, definitely, B'makom Sakanas Tefashos, there's no question that that it would be matter all sorts of harchakos and even the gear. If it's not negiah, that's not being done, the shame taiva. Right, nachibuk v'nishuk. Right, let's say you know, some people have discussed this. Like, let's say a woman, she's really depressed and miserable and or sick, and she really needs a hug and a kiss from her husband. She needs something from her husband. So not actually tashmish, right? It sounds crazy. Right? Sounds crazy. I didn't ask the shayla, so I guess not so crazy. So sometimes a wife will, okay, whatever. We're not going to start talking stories here. But let's say that there's such a shayla. So what's the din? So pashas the din is that it would be Har Gal Yavrim, right? If they wanted to iser, but just right, that could be really is Har Gal Yavrim. The one sad to be makel. The Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai in his Tshuva Sefer called Torah L'Shema, Simon Tuft Tzadi Dalet. So he writes, he says the assumption of the Beis Yosef and all the other poskim will discuss the Shaila here about taking a wife's pulse, they all seem to give into the basic concept, which is that certainly having beer with the need is Yar Gal Yavrim. Right, that seems pashut. So he actually questions that. The Ben Ish Chai, the Gemara's case of Yehar Gal Yavrim was the case of the Eishes Ish. Ben Ish Chai questioned if that's actually going to be true when talking about Anita. He says he thinks not. He says the makar that Eishes Ish, be with an Eishes Ish, is Yehar Gal Yavrim, is learnt out from Nara Murasa. Because by Nara Murasa, there's a Hekish, the Torah compares Nara Murasa to Ritzicha. And Ritzicha we know is Yehar Gal Yavrim. So Mamewa Nara Murasa, married woman, is Yehar Gal Yavrim. However, says the Ben Ish Chai, he says, perhaps the Nida is not like that, because we only know that Eishes Ishes tantamount to Ritzicha. But would that be true by a Anida? Anida is definitely, in a sense, more cow than Eishes Ish. Right? A person who Anida could get married, right? Right? Eishes Ish can't get married, or a real one of the other arayos, some sister, Kedushin won't be chal, but by Nida, Kedushin is chal. Bia from Eishes Ish, or another one of the Kurva de Karayos, so the kids of Mamzer. But Lamaisa Nida, right, even if a Kohen would have Bia with his wife when she's a Nida, so the son is still a Kohen, he doesn't even become a Chalal. Right, it doesn't have that sort of koach. So says the Ben Ish Chai, we can't learn from Eishes Ish to Nida. That's his shita. Lamaisis is that's basically das yachid. The eker posts from against the pashas. It would be hard by Yavar. If someone asks you, maybe kind of Ben Ish Chai in your mind, but pashas is halacha. It's like the Beis Yosef. Because everyone else seems to be assuming it's Harval Yavah. The reason being is, the Gemara just says Stam Arayos is your Harval Yavah. The Maisa by Nida, the pasuk says Veil Isha Benidas Tumasa Lo Sikrof Legalos Erva. It's called definitely called Gili Arayos. And the response to the Ben Ish Chai will be that Enachinami, you're right, it's not as chamer as Eishes Ish, but in Yivamos Nun Dalet, there's a hekesh, the Gemara is a hekesh of all the arayos together. That at the end of the parashas of arayos, it says, Kol ha'osa mitoa vosa elu. So Mamela, to say there's a hekesh of Eishes Ish to anything that's called arayos, L'mais in the Gemara, it doesn't say Eishes Ish is Yehar Val Yavar, it says Gili arayos is Yehar Val Yavar, and therefore, we generally assume that this tack is Yehar Gal Yavar. So just halacha l'maisa, if the wife is sick, right? So we're choshesh the husband. So what do we do? So we definitely don't like to do like the Beis Yosef. We say it's definitely not Yehar Gal Yavar. However, the Shach does agree with the Beis Yosef l'inyan that we should be more machmer. We should be more machmer when the wife is sick than when the husband is sick. We more machmer to say we can't just say makom cholol lo gazru rabbanon and be matter everything, and therefore the shach is only when there is a real medical need, then he'll be matter touching his wife. And harchakos, other things that are just harchakos, so the male that will be mutter, but things that are actually touching his wife and actually could actually be an issa d'oraisa, so in male you have to be careful. So what to do? So the Torah is trying to do things in a way that there couldn't possibly be any actual hana. So the Pesach Yeshuva brings some Makor Chaim, and Eitz says that when he's taking care of his wife, he should wear gloves. Or he wears gloves, so l'chor that won't bring him to an issa. I guess you could imagine things even with gloves that some things could bring, but he shouldn't do those things. But the normal things to do that aren't derechiva v'teiva, he could do with gloves. It's based on Yerushalmi in Sota, so it talks about how the Mincha Sota was brought, that the Kohen would put his hands under the Sota's hands, and together they wave the Mincha Sota. So Yerushalmi says that they put a beged there, that by putting a beged there, so that's assumed that takes away any problem of hear-her. It's interesting, the Sefer Chassidim, so he writes that it's asur to shake a woman's hands even if he's wearing gloves. Even though he assumes it's not going to be hana, right? If you're shaking a woman's hands in gloves, probably there's no hana. But afal pike, it's asur because asur l'shtamesh be'ishes, asur to... Lashtamish v'isur means to make any use of woman, have any contact with woman, even if it's not derech chivah v'tayrus. That's an issur d'rabbanon. So Meir says it's asur with gloves. However, makom choli, so there's a tzayrich, so meila for that would be mutter. Shaking woman's hands with gloves, so also there's a big tzayrich. So, you know, you're not supposed to be lashtamish v'isur, but makom that there's some big tzayrich, so then we're matter. But it was better to use gloves. So when you go on your job interview, So the Pash Eitz is just wear gloves and shake your hand. you won't get the job. So extreme circumstances, even without gloves, could be mutter, but then a person has to be very careful not to get any hana. Okay. All right. So Bez Hashem, next week we'll on to Kuf Tzadivach.